We will, if you agree, look at it in terms of actual scenarios. Let's imagine a husband and wife, and let's say the wife practices abstinence without the consent of her husband. Now, if as a result he commits fornication, or even if he refrains from it but ends up getting agitated, restless, argumentative, and causes all sorts of problems to his wife, where is the benefit of the fasting and the abstinence when it disrupts love? There is none. Because it will certainly lead to vexing accusations, a sea of troubles, initiating a great dispute. After all, when a husband and wife are in conflict, their home will be as chaotic as a ship caught in a storm, especially if the master is at odds with his first mate. This is why the saying goes, "Do not deprive each other unless by mutual consent for a period of time for you to focus on prayer." The prayer being referred to here is one of exceptional fervor. If the intention is to prohibit those who are intimate from praying, the phrase "pray without stopping" wouldn't make sense. So it is indeed possible to be with your spouse and still dedicate yourself to prayer. However, through abstinence, prayer can be made more perfect. The phrasing of "that you may give yourselves to it" suggests that the practice won't cause impurity, but rather preoccupation.